it's time for Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
The show that dares to ask the big questions that concern you. Questions like,
what's going on in the schools?
What's this I hear about volunteering at the hospital?
Hey, anything fun happening this weekend?
If you care about it, we talk about it on the Once a Week Tell Me What's Going On Around Here radio program, Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Radio Disney Cleveland Backyard Show. My name is Taylor, and I'm chatting here in the studio with a friend of mine. Her name is Deborah, and we're going to talk all about skunks. Start to think about skunks this morning early because we've got a lot of information here. And so good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Let's start right off the bat on how did your love of skunks begin?
Way back in the 90s, I was camping out in Colorado, and I heard pitter-patter behind the tent. And I thought it was a bunch of rats, so I jumped out, and it was a family of skunks. And I sat on the picnic table and talked to them. And it was just bizarre. And then in 89, I came to Ohio, went to a pet store, and I seen this little brown skunk running around a pet store. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. But actually, the first time I bought my first skunk was after my mom passed away in year 2000 in January, and I bought my first skunk to fill the void. Aww. And that's how everything started. And then she got deathfully sick in December.
Oh no.
And that started my quest thereon, and now we're 14 years into this, to help the skunks and learn about the skunks, because at that time there wasn't much documented by a veterinarian on healing pet skunks.
Sure, I can imagine. I actually, when I was growing up, I knew one person who had a pet skunk, and I only saw it one time, a friend of mine. But it's probably rare that people have pet skunks, is that right? Or am I missing out on kind of the secret society?
There is a secret society there. There's a lot of people out there that have pet skunks.
Wow.
They just do not broadcast them until it comes to Skunk Fest.
Oh. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, because I'm intrigued by Skunk Fest. But your company is Skunk Haven, and how did that ever get started?
Well, it started as a different organizational name first in the year 2001. And Skunk Haven actually came across because I was being filmed by 48 Hours.
Really?
And it never aired, though, unfortunately. But in 2000...
I mean, I knew I had a star here next to me in the studio, but I didn't know, like, a TV star.
Yeah. And then the real stars, of course, are the skunks. But anyways, they came out and filmed, and the guy, one of the photographers said, you should call this Skunk Haven. So the name stuck, and then we got nonprofit and incorporated it, and one thing led to another, so we're Skunk Haven.
I love it. I thank you out there, whoever you are, that came up with that name, because I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. And so what exactly is your role at Skunk Haven? Do you call yourself the president or the...
I call myself Skunk Deb. Actually, I started the organization and I do a little bit of every single thing. We have now grown to be an international organization.
And international, really?
I have representatives in some of the... like different countries and all around the United States, and we're there all to help pet skunks. And if anybody wants to give up their pet skunk, we're there to help them and mm-hmm. take them in and do adoptions and stuff. So I started from just me, and I just grew and grew. I have quite a few reps in Ohio that actually help a lot. And we all go out to do educational programs. So if anybody wanted us to come out, we would take pet skunks out.
Oh, how fun. Okay, anybody listen out there, moms, dads, if your kids have a classroom, right, that would love to have this, make sure that you contact Deborah here. And we'll give you an information in a little bit on how to do that. This is cool. I totally wish growing up that that people would bring some skunks to my school, because I probably, I mean, I I will confess, I have 3 dogs and 2 cats at home. But I mean, who knows? It could have been 5 skunks instead.
Yeah, a lot of skunk owners that own one skunk, they say it's like potato chips. You can't stop at just one.
So how many skunks do you have at your house?
I have quite a few skunks. It is, my house is like a safe haven for pet skunks. And the range can be anywhere from 25 to 60 at any time.
Oh my goodness.
And
like they're just running around your house?
They're just running around the house. They are not penned up. Now, I am federally licensed, so mm-hmm. I am inspected twice a year. And I'm also state licensed. So, you know, they come in whenever they want. They call me out of work and I unlock the door and there they are for the, it's about a 4-hour inspection. They check out every skunk, the food, the every single thing, medical records, everything.
That's actually great to make sure that all those skunks are taken care of. I mean, I totally trust you, but I can understand that they want to just double check. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, to be licensed, you have to go through all that.
Yeah.
And I've been licensed for since 12 years now.
Wow.
No, 2002.
Okay, yeah.
So that's...
Yeah. Seems like such a long time. I'm sure they've just become such a part of your life that it's just normal, right?
I wouldn't be without a pet skunk.
Yeah.
Some of them sleep in bed with me. We have ramps because they can't really climb. Oh. And now, mind you, these are domestic skunks. You cannot go out in the wild and take any skunk out of the wild and make it as your pet. It is illegal. And if you do get caught, they will be euthanized by the state.
Oh, sure.
So you cannot take anything out of the wild and make it as your pet. These are captive-born skunks that are born and bred in captivity, and you have to have a permit in Ohio to even have one as a pet.
And there are some states that you can't have a skunk
as
a pet.
There's quite a few states that are illegal for pet skunks. And, of course, there's a lot that are legal for pet skunks.
Sure.
And skunks aren't just black and white. They're all different colors.
Really?
They come in browns, lavenders, albinos.
Lavenders, really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Purple is my favorite color, so maybe maybe I have to rethink. So hopefully, hopefully my family is not listening right now, and if I come home with a skunk, they'll understand why. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That really does paint a picture, because I think everyone just thinks of the skunks that you'll see in. Maybe in your backyard or roaming around, and the wild ones that are usually
right.
The black
for the
and
wild
white
ones, yes, but not for the domestic world. It's a whole new skunk world out there.
A skunk itself, is it? Would you compare it to like the size of a cat, or more so like a ferret? Just trying to give people the idea of what it's like to own a pet skunk.
Skunks are. The size-wise is like people. We're all different sizes. So with skunks, they could be small, like shoe size, shoebox size, mm-hmm. A kitten, a cat, a ferret. So they're all different sizes. Their personalities are like a ferret. You have to like ferret-proof your house. So you do have to skunk-proof your house because they can open refrigerator doors. I have locks on my refrigerator doors.
Really?
Yes. And I have latches on all my cupboard doors, or else they would open them and throw all the pots and pans out. They are very, very smart animals. And it's like kids at 2 years old, you know, trying to get into different things and looking at different
curious.
Things. And very curious and very smart.
And pretty strong then, too, right?
Extremely strong. You wouldn't believe how strong they can really be.
Wow.
Especially open refrigerators doors.
Right. That's, yeah.
And then the other ones may learn...
Just by watching?
Just by watching, yes.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I have one skunk that literally pushed the air purifier. And this was the other day. It's a different species, not a regular species of the skunk.
Okay.
We have striped skunks. Well, I have other species of skunks. And she literally took the air purifier, pushed it over to the door, stood on it, and was reaching for the handle, and the handle was dangling, you know. And I'm like, okay.
It's just like having a toddler.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow. It seems like skunks are smarter than dogs and cats, even.
They're pretty smart.
Yeah. Is it sort of similar than, like, having a pet skunk to having a dog or a cat? I mean, do you play fetch with them? Or
again, skunks, like people, are all different personalities. Some are lap skunks. They just want to sit on your lap all the time. Some don't want to have anything to do with you. Some call to, you know, when you call their name, some do come running. When you open the refrigerator door, everybody comes running.
Sure.
Or you crinkle a little bag, everybody comes running. Right. They know that sound. You do have to have ramps going up on your bed because they cannot jump.
Okay.
And some are just snuggly and some aren't. Some you can take out on leashes, some not.
Really?
So, and some go in litter boxes. They most of the time go in litter boxes.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I have all through my house is litter boxes, and they all go in litter boxes, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So it's like owning a ferret, a cat, and maybe not so much like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not destructive animals either. They do know if you're in a locked room and they know that door opens, they may claw at the rug on the bottom to get to the other side.
Wow.
So they remember.
That's 'cause they love you so much, right? They just want to be with you.
Yeah.
They want to know what's going on. They're
curious. They want the food. They're very food-oriented animals.
Do you have to then have like collars for them and tags for them?
No, you do not have to have collars or tags or anything like that.
Interesting.
But you do have to have a permit in the state of Ohio to own one. And for you to get one, you have to get it from a legally licensed person that is federally licensed. And commercial propagator's license. So you got to have two permits to actually sell or adopt out a skunk, not just one permit. And if anybody is selling a skunk or saying they're selling a cage and the skunk is free, the state of Ohio has prosecuted people for that. So it is illegal. But we're here to take pet skunks in.
Right, yeah.
So we can take them in, you know, and we would either keep them or we would adopt them out.
How many skunks have you adopted out so far?
Oh, geez.
Too many
I can't even imagine, because it's not like the cat or dog world where you have umpteen animals coming in. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Skunks only breed once a year.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. And people usually get them in June. And then if they don't want them, they usually get rid of them in September, the babies, because it is a lot of work. It's not easy because you have to maintain their diet. You don't open up like a can of food or anything for them. We actually feed them fresh vegetables, fruit, meats.
Sure.
I do a grain-free dog food. I make their food daily for them. And they have to have supplements. A lot of diseases they may get, like is bone density problems.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to maintain their diet so they're not going to have the unhealthy problems at a later age.
Right, right. I guess, yeah, it's a lot easier to then have a dog or a cat.
Yeah, because you open up the food.
You could go to the grocery store, get the bag, bring it home, open it up. I pour it out and kind of leave it there for the day. And my dogs come and nibble when they want to.
You can't do that with skunks because they are constant eaters.
Okay.
So you cannot leave food down.
Eat all the time.
Right.
Keep eating and eating.
Right. And getting a baby, a lot of times they have seizures. And it's because, like a diabetic, their sugar would drop. So we tell people to feed the babies at least 5 times a day. Not a lot of food, but just something to get into their system so their sugar's not dropping.
Right. Well, like a real
like a
human
person,
baby,
right?
Yeah.
Like a diabetic, but they're not diabetic.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. That's
interesting. And we're there. I'm on call to help anybody with pet skunks 24/7. I get calls in midnight, 3 o'clock. Why is my skunk doing this? I need help, because there's no vets around that time.
Sure.
So I try to talk to people into what to do and how to save their pet skunks.
Aww.
And we've actually established blood normals. We're written up in veterinary magazines.
Wow.
So I've pushed a lot and done a lot.
This is great.
We've changed the temperature. People thought their temperature, instead, vets still think the temperature is 102. Well, I turn around and tell the vet, the skunk's going to get ready to seizure because their temperature is actually around 96.
Wow.
Big difference. So we've done a lot. I've pushed a lot. And
yeah. Do vets normally learn about skunks in school then?
No. That's something that they do not learn about. we've actually years ago have gone to the college and taught about skunks. We took this. I took my data from what I've done.
Yeah.
And talked to vets and, you know, learning vets or whatever.
Sure. But such a wonderful resource then. What would we do without you, Deborah?
We do get vets calling all the time because they may get a pet skunk in, and they would either call me or my vet, because I kind of pushed my vet into this Dr. Krupta in Avon Lake, kind of pushed him, and, you know, he's the next skunk expert there.
Right. Here we go. Well, we need one. Thanks. Thanks, doctor.
Little did he know when he said yes to spay my skunk in the year 2000, we'd be this far.
Right. So going back to the skunks that you have around, what's maybe the most fun thing that you do with your skunks? Is it, like you said, they're all different. So do you love to just kind of lounge around with them, or do you play fetch, or
I don't know. Fetch. No. Yeah, you throw some, they'll take it and run off with it.
Yeah. Do they hide things? Are they sort of like raccoons in that way?
They do not hide things, no. But if they find a stuffed animal, a little toy that they might like, you might find it in their bed.
Aww.
Which is kind of cute.
That is really cute.
And a lot of times,
I love this picture in my mind that I'm thinking of what your house is like. I just love it.
Yeah, it's animal oriented. It's, yeah, sure. We just exist there. We wait on them hand and foot, and, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, of course. Well, if someone out here is listening and would like to find out more information about adopting a skunk, how can they contact you, or even if they're just curious in general about skunks, what can they do to contact you?
Okay, the first thing is to go on the website. It's www.skunkhaven.net, skunkhaven.net, and learn about skunks. And we do have an application on there. We do have our emails on there. There's several of us on there that you can ask questions to. We are very picky about adoptions.
And I heard it's a pretty big process to adopt.
Yeah, you have to have a vet willing to care for your skunk. Mm-hmm. You go through several screenings with different representatives, Skunk Haven representatives. And you got to know what you're getting into. And we really don't adopt out to people with many kids, because kids will have food on their hands and, sure, you know, they're food-oriented animals.
So they just have to nibble, right?
Yeah. So, but you never, you know... So, but you just got to know what you're getting into. They're not a hardy animal either. And people just take it for granted. Oh, I bought a skunk, and oh, this is cool. And then it gets sick because of your neglect.
Sure. Yeah, you got to take care of them.
Yep.
Like any animal.
Yep.
I haven't brought this up yet, but I want to find out a little bit about the thing that we think about most about skunks is their smell. So when you have a skunk as a pet, what do you do about that?
There are many breeders in Ohio that do breed skunks. The scent sacs are removed at 3 to 5 weeks of age.
Okay.
And they do not have a smell. A lot of times people may get other animals that have a musky smell. Skunks don't have a smell unless you do not get them spayed or neutered. At that time, they do have a musky smell.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely recommend for people to get their skunk spayed or neutered. Males will urinate if they're not neutered, and females may die if they're not spayed.
Oh, yeah, we would never want that.
They get different infections. But
luckily, you're not having any sort of... skunk come and get right. You in the corner. No,
nobody's going to spray you.
Tomato bath. And
right. And they can spray what, up to 25 feet accurately. Oh, so when they do have their scent sacs, but these right. ones do not have their scent sacs.
Do you, I'm very curious as to this also. So now when you see wild skunks, I know that they're very different than your pets at home. Are you very cautious of them? Do you know how to kind of like maneuver around without getting sprayed? Or
no, I just run up to them and say, "Hey there!" And they look at me like I'm crazy. Right. Like, what is this human doing?
No, you're like I've got some brothers and sisters of yours.
That's like I don't. You know, it doesn't bother me to run up to one and say hi.
Right.
and you just got to know their body language.
Sure.
They are quick.
So for any kids listening out there, this is
not
recommended.
Yeah,
do not run up to them. But they are nice to look at from afar. And
right.
And they seem like wonderful pets.
They are good pets for the right people. And like I said, there's a lot of skunk owners out there.
I want to talk a little bit about, you have a big festival that comes up every year. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Skunk Fest. And it's always held the second Saturday in September.
Okay.
So whatever the second Saturday in September it is, you can check our website and, you know, find out what it is. We've had Dick Garter was there.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty cool. We have a lot of pictures on the website. We have a lot of vendors that come, other rescue groups that come. And, you know, anybody who wants to come and set up, you know, contact us. You know, we'd be more than happy to have you. It is free for nonprofit, for rescue groups.
Okay.
But for anybody else, it is a $25 donation to set up, and all that money goes towards the insurance for the Skunk Fest. But that is our main fundraiser. To come into the Skunk Fest, we do ask the public to bring paper towels or some cereal that helps us. And skunks, there is a fee, though. There is competition.
Oh.
Skunks cost $10 to come in, and it is competition for king, queen, prince, and princess.
Oh, how fun.
And their court. And we do have judges that, we've had judges come all the way from the UK before.
Wow.
And we have our head judge is actually from Michigan. So we have all these different people that show up. Last year, I met people from New Jersey, Florida, Utah. And there was mostly out-of-state people around, and they just wanted to see, they love skunks, and they wanted to meet other people that love skunks.
That's awesome.
But if you're just curious about them and want to see people walking around with their pet skunks in their stroller, on leashes.
I do. I want to come see
them. And it's an awesome thing to come check out. And like I said, there's other people there with their other animals. We had the barnyard. We have horses, chickens, goats, ferrets.
Where is this held? Where is your skunk fest?
It's at South Central Park in North Ridgeville, Ohio.
Okay.
And it's awesome. It's something different. And we have our food, everything. We have our little booth, so we do our own food. So all the money comes right back into Skunk Haven to help the skunks one way or another.
That's great.
And we definitely need that help. We are nonprofit. And
yeah, I was going to ask for anybody listening who'd like to assist or donate who isn't able to adopt a skunk but would love to help out. What can they do?
We do have on our website sponsorships. Skunks that are at the house and that are not going to leave, and we send you a picture of the skunk that you want to sponsor, and it is on our website, so you can go and check the skunkhaven.net out.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for being out here with us this morning on Radio Disney Cleveland Backyard Show. My name is Taylor, and I hope you guys have enjoyed today's skunk program. It didn't stink. I'm just kidding. So if you guys are interested in sponsoring a skunk, or if you're wanting to be a lucky skunk parent out there, then make sure you're going to www.skunkhaven.net. That's www.skunkhaven.net for more information. And maybe you're like me, you're not able to, you know, like take a skunk home. I'd love to, though, sponsor a skunk. There are some pretty cute skunks on skunkhaven.net that need some sponsors. It takes a lot of money and takes a lot of materials to raise skunks, food and everything. So maybe you can help Deborah and her skunks out a little bit. And all that information, again, is on that website. And then we'll be seeing Deborah back in September. We'll talk to her a little bit more about the Skunk Fest 2014, and hopefully we'll be seeing everybody out there at Skunk Fest along with me. It's going to be so much fun. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Radio Disney Cleveland Backyard Show. My name is Taylor, and just throwing a shout out, a happy birthday to our featured NBT artist, Becky G. Her birthday is today. And speaking of NBTs and other Radio Disney artists, you can now vote for the RDMAs, the Radio Disney Music Awards. You can vote for your favorite artists and songs via RadioDisney.com, Radio Disney's mobile app, Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter profiles, or by texting RDMA to 347-639. So that's texting RDMA to Disney. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we will see you next Sunday at 6:30 for the Radio Disney Cleveland Backyard Show. Bye, everyone.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball, no. Instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey there, son!
Oh, hi, Mr. Morrow.
You know, you dropped your candy wrapper.
Yeah, but who cares? Someone will pick it up eventually.
Really? Who?
Well, there's,
It's always important that we do our best for the neighborhood that we live in, son. Like picking up trash and recycling.
Recycling? Only geeks recycle. I like new stuff.
Well then, you better enjoy it while you can. Because if people everywhere don't start recycling, then we won't have any new stuff. We'll only have trash.
What?
Yep. There just won't be room for anything else anymore.
Yuck. Just because we don't recycle, we'll only have trash?
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. And let's be a good neighbor and do our part by throwing away trash and recycling.
I'm taking this wrapper and recycling it.
All right.
Be a good neighbor. Clean up and recycle. Word to the wise from Radio Disney.
Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and Radio Disney AM 1260.